Hi friends, it's been a while since I've been on the Gritty Faith podcast. I got locked out, but I'm back again and I'm really excited. This time, I'm just going to share, it's very similar to last time, but really just sharing my reflections from my Bible reading. Short snippets of what I got from reading the Word daily. I'm currently doing the 1 year Bible. It is the New Living Translation and I bought it on Amazon. It's published by Tyndale. It's a really great book, which takes you through the Bible in 1 year, day by day. And it's a lot to read in 1 day, but it, as long as you're on track, you gain so much from it. Anyway, I was reading Matthew 12 and something really struck out to me. It really stood out to me. And it is verse 19, which is talking about Jesus. It is a prophecy from Isaiah concerning Jesus. And it says, "He will not fight or shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. Finally, he will cause justice to be victorious, and his name will be the hope of all the world." These verses just really, really, really touched my heart. Jesus made such an incredible difference to our world and to our lives and to our eternity. He died on the cross for our sins. He defeated death so that we don't have to face the wrath of God for all of our sins. But we can go to God with freedom and confidence and know that we have the guarantee of salvation and the guarantee of eternal life and the guarantee of inheritance with the saints. And that is just amazing. But our God who came as man in the flesh and dwelt amongst us and was persecuted and despised and killed, that man, fully man, fully God, still fully man, still fully God, it says, he will not fight or shout. He didn't fight or shout or raise his voice in public. He did not crush the weakest reed. People tried to crush him. People tried to jail him. He was stabbed. He was crucified. Nails pierced in his hands. He was spat at. He was called so many names. So many did not believe him. Some people thought he was Satan when he casted out demons. People would come for miracles and then not even care about Jesus after that. They just came and used him and left. He was used. He was betrayed by his own friends. He was hungry sometimes. He was abused. But he did not crush the weakest reed. He did not raise his voice in public. He did not fight or shout. This last line is amazing. He did not put out a flickering candle. Literally, did not even blow his breath in a way to put out a flickering candle. It just reminds us of the gentleness of Christ. The gentleness of Christ and the power that comes from that gentleness. And that we don't have to fight our way through life. We don't have to fight our battles. We don't have to toil through them. We don't have to raise our voices at our kids all the time. We don't have to stand up to all the bullies and make ourselves known and make our presence felt. We don't have to assert ourselves and prove ourselves and just make others believe our worth and our value. We don't need to force people to believe in Jesus. We don't need to go and riot to get our rights back. Like Jesus, we don't need to fight or shout. We don't need to raise our voice in public. We don't need to crush the weakest reed. We don't need all we need to do is be still and know that He is God. Turn to Him. Something that struck me in the Bible where God says, paraphrased, He says, He does not like when we cry on our couch rather than crying out to Him. He doesn't want us to pity ourselves or wallow in our problems and in our depression and our feelings and our emotions. He wants us to cry out desperately to Him whenever, every single moment we feel weak, every single moment we want to shout or we want to fight, we need to stop fighting and cry out to Him. Can we just try that? Just for like a week, every time we come up against something that frustrates us, where we want to act out, where our emotions are big, can we just try to cry out to Him? I just pray over anyone listening today. I pray, Lord Jesus, that You will teach them to cry out to You, Lord. Lord, lower their voice. Lord, take away their weapons, their fleshly weapons. Give them the armor of Christ, the armor of God. Equip them with Your heavenly armor. Lord, may they not always be in offense and defense, but Lord, teach them to be still and really know that You are God. Lord, be their hope in every moment. It is Your name that will be the hope of all the world, it says in Isaiah. Lord, may Your name be the hope of all the world. Praise You, Lord, that Your name is the hope in all the world. May Your name be our hope always. In Your name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to speaking again soon, sharing again my reflections soon. Please, if you're listening, reach out to me at Gritty Faith on Instagram or wherever you're listening. Have a good day. Bye.